560 WJR.
This is Startup Nation Radio, the show to learn about how to start and grow your own business.
You got to follow your own compass. You got to execute on what you really believe in.
Well, the principles of entrepreneurship, I think, are universal.
Entrepreneurs benefit from learning from each other.
Hey, Rich, you're calling in from The Nation. What do you have for us this week?
Well, first of all, The Nation is alive and well. Entrepreneurs are jamming it.
The time is now.
The real question is, do you have the confidence, the resources, and the support?
It's always a good time to get into business.
It's time for Startup Nation with Jeff Sloan.
Okay, it is indeed time for another great edition of Startup Nation Radio. This is the show for you to learn about how to start and grow your dream business. Now, we love bringing great stories of entrepreneurial success to you, and today we're going to bring another one of those stories to you. Now, believe it or not, though, this startup won the Startup Nation contest for home-based business in the most slacker-friendly category. That's right, business success, winning in the most slacker-friendly category. You're not going to want to miss this show. Stay tuned. Great show ahead.
You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. Well, we're going to have a very interesting show ahead, a great new startup story for you. And they won the category in the Homebased 100 contest, the Startup Nation Homebased 100 contest. They won in the category of most slacker-friendly. Now, Norm Pappas, you're co-hosting today. Great to have you back in the hot seat over there, Norm.
Yeah, glad to be here.
How does someone get to be an entrepreneurial success and at the same time win a contest for most slacker-friendly? How does that happen?
They let life's path unfold. They have a good time. I think in addition to business lessons, you'll have some life lessons from these two ladies.
Well, it's great. I mean, we certainly don't call you a slacker, but you love what you do, don't you?
I do.
And it's funny, so do I. And that's the thing about this. I mean, you know, I have a feeling these ladies don't really do much slacking. They're a great story. We're going to share it with you. Before we get to it, though, we're going to call out to our sponsors, Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial. Now, our good friend Norm at Pappas Financial has been a trusted advisor to business owners for over 40 years. Pappas Financial guides entrepreneurs on strategies that protect their businesses and personal assets, implement company benefit solutions, and provide a roadmap for businesses to set their succession plans and investment strategies. Get started right and stay on track. To help you do just that, get Pappas Financial on your team. Reach out to them at 248-539-8292 and tell them that Startup Nation sent you. Well, okay. Norm, here we go. Great edition of Startup Nation Radio ahead. And we're gonna bring our guests right in. Let's not waste a minute. Let's find out how they created their success story. And we'll talk a little bit about the contest, too, and what it means and how they got to be the winner in the most slacker friendly category. With no further ado, Jennifer Rabo, Melissa Emanuel, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to have you gals in studio. Your company is called loseyourexcuse.com, right?
Lose Your Excuse Now.
Lose Your Excuse Now. Excuse me. loseyourexcusenow.com. And you guys, and it provides, I mean, you do speaking, you do presentations, you get people, you have clients that you do consulting for. And you get them moving in the right direction. And you earn your revenues from?
All the above.
All the above. So when you guys do a presentation, you get paid to present in a speaking situation. And if you're doing some consulting, you get paid for that?
Exactly. We have a ton of fun with whatever we do. And we're just so blessed that we're able to, you know, get paid for it.
And what a great thing that is. I mean, right. You love what you do, Norm. You never work a day in your life, right?
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how they get people motivated and what lessons they teach in their seminars.
Well, let's drill down. First, how did the business get started? Where did this idea come from? How did the two of you get together to create this business?
Okay, well, the business actually started in June of 2011. It was a business that I had started based on something that I had done on Facebook. And not to get into too many details, but they're called accountability projects. And what they were is basically like book clubs on steroids with accountability and teams put together in private groups on Facebook. And the first one I did had over 600 participants. So I ended up doing another one, and I thought to myself, my goodness, could this be a business? I mean, look at the level of interest I had, and I had done them for free at that point.
And you got all the 600 through Facebook?
Yes.
And these were not people you knew. These were people that, I mean, these were not, you know, people that were aware of you personally. You reached out, pushed this out there, and you got that kind of response and interest.
Both, Jeff.
Both.
Both.
Okay.
Both. And so at that point, Melissa and I were not even friends. When I started LeisureExcuseNow.com, we weren't even friends. And so between June of 2011 and February of 2012, Melissa and I did end up becoming friends. And so Melissa has been with me since February of 2012. And our journey took a whole different path. Well, we did accountability projects together, but then we really expanded when we teamed up.
What's an accountability project?
Accountability project is an online class, basically.
Okay.
Where it's book driven and we have discussions, and then we are Lose Your Excuse Now, not tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we always throw out challenges, mm-hmm. be it, you know, you have to do X amount for 15 minutes. Many people can focus their time for 15 minutes on a task that they truly dislike.
So an example subject matter would be?
Picking up the phone to make that phone call, you know, hearing the no on the other end, and how do you overcome that objection?
How to do cold calling to get new customers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So we would do that, and there were lots of people that said, oh my gosh, I got to where I was or where I am because of what you guys shared. So it really let us know that this we're onto something.
Why did 600 people think that you were an expert sufficient to sign up? And I assume they paid, right? Did they pay? Or was the first one?
They were not paid because I just did them for fun.
Okay, but they still gave you their time,
which is frankly
more valuable than money for an entrepreneur.
Right.
So how did you position yourself? What did you do for the people who knew you okay, but the people who didn't know you but still signed up and gave their time? Why? What compelled them?
I think part of it was, well, first of all, word of mouth. But I think part of it was, let me take, for example, one of the books that we used as a driver. It was by Brian Tracy. It was called No Excuses, okay? And all of us have excuses. All of us have things that we need to get over. Mm-hmm. We need to fire up our self-discipline, get past our excuses, and we can accomplish anything we want in life. And the cool thing about this book is it addressed all areas of your life. It addressed your personal life. It addressed your financial life, everything, your business. And I think that was the draw. We all have excuses. We could all do better in some areas. It was just human beings. And that was the draw. We could all do better in some area. And that, I think, was what brought people in.
And then once you had one or two of these successfully under your belt, then you moved to from a free offering of this to a paid offering.
Yes.
And how were you doing it at that point? Still through Facebook to attract to drive the clientele?
Yes. The first accountability project that Melissa and I did together was actually called an Elite AP, an Elite Accountability Project, based on a fabulous book by Seth Godin called Lynchpin.
Sure.
I loved Lynchpin, and I still do. And so it was a very private group. It was limited. I think we had about 25.
We limited it to 25 because the discussion can be so intense with that many people.
Yep.
And we really wanted to address the questions and make sure that the discussion was good.
And those 25 were paid.
Yes.
So thus a business was born at this point. I mean, it wasn't just an exercise in helping people out. You were earning revenue.
Right.
From doing this.
And going back, if I can,
sure,
on something that you had asked, how did these people hear about us? Once the first two were done, we started asking for testimonials. And we started to really share the testimonials. And I think that helped us a lot with our clientele.
Yeah, and Melissa ran a couple really key projects within that accountability project. One of them really helped people, and especially women, get past chick brain and move forward. And we find that that's something that people come back to us time and time again and say they learned and they still leverage today.
All right, well, we're going to pick up on that. And we want to hear, too, how you deliver this. I mean, you're doing it digitally, obviously. It's not an in-person kind of session. At least this part of your business is not. We want to hear more about that, and we want to hear about the rest of the business, too. We're going to take a quick break. Stick with us on this edition of Startup Nation Radio. We're learning how you win the most slacker-friendly category in the Startup Nation Home-Based 100. More importantly, how you make a great business for yourself and make great friends and enjoy what you're doing, too. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.
Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. Really interesting show. Really interesting show. We teed it up by introducing our Home-Based 100 Most Slacker-Friendly category winner. We've got Jennifer Rabo, and we've got Melissa Emanuel here, partners in a business called LoseYourExcuseNow.com. Really interesting. What they're doing is obviously somewhat motivational. They're getting you pointed in the right direction, getting you feeling like you're equipped to achieve whatever it is you're setting out to achieve and to go do it with no excuses. Right, ladies?
That's
right.
Fabulous. Can okay. we use that soundbite?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, well, now we've got Norm Pappas in the studio as the co-host. Now, Norm, you never need to. I mean, you don't have any excuses because you're Norm Pappas, and you don't have to make excuses for anything, do you, Norm?
You know what? Everybody has some excuses, but discipline is important, and the right attitude is important, and they have it. They just did a big weekend last weekend. It's interesting how you put that together, how many people showed up, how long was it, and I know you want to ask about the digital part. So,
well, let's start out with that before, and then we'll go to the you know, the in-person presentations and coaching that you guys do. But when you deliver this digitally, you know, you talked about getting all this clientele and interest from Facebook. Now you've got to deliver the program. What platform are you using to do that? Is it a webinar platform, a call, a free conference call kind of platform? What are you using to get everybody together?
Honestly, Facebook is great. And then we do what we did twice. We did calls. I think we did live calls where we had seminars online with us. But everything has been through Facebook when we did our accountability projects.
Yeah, in private groups. So once our clients paid, we put them in a private group, and then we were a team together. And believe it or not, as busy as people are today, these projects ran 8 weeks.
Wow.
And we would post once or twice a day, and we would give them challenges throughout.
Got it. So it was like taking a course. It's not right. Those were not delivered audio like in a webinar. Webinars, obviously, audio plus some sort of presentation associated with it. But you're delivering this all in writing, and people are going to the course material. They're accessing it when you make it available, and they're going through the program. And you're saying it takes 8 weeks to complete in the case of this particular example. What kind of retention did you guys have over the 8-week course? Did people stick with it, or did you have? And I guess if people drop off, it could be good and bad. I mean, again, the name of your business is Lose Your Excuse Now. If people lost their excuses and they no longer needed the course material and they're off and doing what they're supposed to be doing, okay, great. But I would also imagine it's probably hard for some people to stick with the program over time. Did you have good retention?
Honestly, we did. There was only, out of the first 25 that Jen referred to earlier, there was only maybe two that didn't complete the full 8 week. And then towards the end, they came on and they said, "We are so sorry. You know, I'm sorry I dropped off because of this, that, or the other. Huh. But I want to pick up, you know." So our retention has been really good.
And what kind of, just by way of example, I'm just curious, what kind of excuses are you addressing? You know, just from a human interest standpoint, I'm curious.
A lot of times, I'm going to go back to a scenario that when you're a kid, you go up on, and you're on a playground, you go up to somebody and say, "Hi, will you be my friend?" We don't do that as adults. We have our own groups. We like to stay in our own groups. We like to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You die in your comfort zone because mm-hmm. you're not stretching your imagination. You're not stretching your personality, so to speak. So one of the things is people are afraid to meet other people. So we teach them, no, go out. First step is this. You need to get over that, go out, go to a networking event, find somebody, find a new contact.
That's great. And so that leads to sales. You talked about cold calling. Get over your fear of cold calling. Lose your excuse for that too, right? I mean, that's all
right.
Good stuff. And then you recently did, Norm, you were about to ask about the live presentation.
They did a weekend. What would be interesting too for people listening is, who are your clients? I mean, are they business people? Are they just in life trying to get motivated?
The majority of our clients are business women. We're not going to lie. Our demographic, we seem to hit it well with women. Being women, I think that helps. but it's typically business women. We do have a couple of clients that maybe are unsure of where their next business is coming from or where they're going, and so we give them coaching in that. aspect.
So tell us about the weekend you just had. It was successful. How many people were there? How did that get organized?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, so we had to find a lodge. We had to find pricing. There was a lot of legwork. But what we found is all the stuff we did in advance was well worth it, because last weekend came off without a hitch. At least we believe it did. And so the lodge, we had 11 women because we filled the lodge. The lodge had 7 rooms. We had 11 women, and then Melissa and I stayed in a little cabin that was an outbuilding that they had there.
Can I do a real quick shout out to the lodge at Oak Point?
Sure. Yeah.
They're awesome. They're up in Caseville. They were great.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, they were fabulous. And so anyway, we gathered this group of women. We kept the agenda focused. It was called Relax and Renew You. And so it was, we did a class on Saturday. Friday, it was just come on in, get a hand massage, have a wine and cheese party. Saturday, we had some classes, very light classes. We had an aromatherapy class. We had a yoga class. I ran a class on setting and getting goals in 2015. Melissa did something which she's fabulous at, and that's our BFF, Begin Finding Friends project. And these women connected. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing how these women connected. They were kindred spirits at the end. They didn't want to leave each other. It was fabulous, and
That's great.
Knew we did our job.
And the relationships are still going on from what we're seeing all over Facebook.
Incredible. Now, the cool thing that's emerging out of this story for me is that you guys really are loving what you're doing. And by the way, you know, to win this Slacker Award, Slacker Friendly from Homebase 100, it really has to do with the business that is a lifestyle kind of business, right? That's what's in the category. And you guys talked about, even before we went on the air, how much you love what you're doing. You mentioned it on the air as well. Is this business, what's emerging for me is that you guys have created a business and you love what you do. It's a great lifestyle. Is it a great revenue maker? I mean, are you guys supporting yourselves with this business, or is it more of a lifestyle kind of business for you?
Right now, it's more of a lifestyle. We're learning and evolving just like our clients are. And do we want to do some of the things that we're doing right now? I believe so. Don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we see, the thing is that I don't think Melissa and I got into this thinking like this was going to be full-time income
and that's okay
job for us. I don't
think
we
wonderful.
Thought that
we're
far.
Being most yep. slacker friendly.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. You wanted to be more slacker. Hey, you did it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we didn't, but the extra money's been great.
Yep.
And let's be honest, the field of speaking is, woo, that's like a tough row to hoe. We had no idea, but it's like being an actor or being a musician. It's not an easy area to break into.
What I love about what's being demonstrated here, and we talk about this all the time, there's lots of reasons people start businesses. Could be for pride of ownership, expression, artistic expression. Could be for, you know, making some extra income. Could be for doing something you love to do. And then it could be relative to ambition to create an empire out of a business and make lots of money. And those are all good reasons to start a business, and we applaud and support them all.
Yeah, I mean, what really is good is you're helping people. You're helping women achieve some goals that they may not have done without your help. And that's very fulfilling, makes your job happy. But also, people, as they don't know where to find this kind of help, this is what you are going to provide for them and what you do.
We do try, Norm. We do try. Whether it's giving ideas as to where people can go to network or where they can go to find other people in the same field or interest that they have, or getting them to stretch a little bit. Even finding, honestly, exercise classes. We have partnered up with some of the partners in the area have been Beaumont Hospital, where we've did community outreach for them, you know, and that's been really big.
You're going to have a client that's going to come on the air, and it'll be important to hear what really was valuable to her and her organization.
True.
I think we're going to do that right after the commercial, Jeff.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And actually, we're going to bring on Lisa Dilg from the Southeast Michigan Better Business Bureau. Lisa utilized the services of these ladies for a recent event, and we're going to hear from Lisa on the experience, what she thinks about it, and, you know, hear more about the services they provide and the success that they're creating. So stick with us on this edition of Startup Nation Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
It's Startup Nation on WJR.
easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, well, we're taking action now. We're hearing about a really cool business that these two ladies have. We're speaking with Jennifer Rabo and Melissa Emanuel from LoseYourExcuseNow.com, winners of a great Startup Nation Home-Based 100 contest, and more importantly, winners because they've got a great business, loving what they're doing, sharing, doing some good out there with what you're doing, what you're offering to your clientele. It's amazing. It's great. You guys are happy.
We are happy. Thank you.
I mean, there's no question about that. You guys are happy, and your clientele's happy from what I hear, too. Well, let's check into that, Norm. We've actually got one of your clients on the line right now, Lisa Dilg from the Southeast Michigan Better Business Bureau. Welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you.
Well, we sure are having a good time with these gals in studio here.
They are a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun, and you know what? That's highly relevant to their business, actually. I mean, you know, when you're a motivational speaker, when you're a coach, when you're trying to get people to jettison their excuses and get on with it, you've got to be likable, right? I mean, Lisa, you hired these gals to do an event. Tell us about the event and how it turned out.
Well, we have a networking event once a month at the Better Business Bureau where people come in and network, and then we always have a speaker. So these ladies started coming to our event, and I got to know them, as did a lot of other of our regular attendees, and they just, like you said, they're so much fun, so energetic. And we started talking about them perhaps presenting, and they put on a no-excuses networking program for us.
Yep.
And the plan was to teach people how to network better. And we had our highest registration as well as our highest attendance that I've ever had in the 3 years that I've worked at the Better Business Bureau. It was incredible. The energy was amazing. They put on a presentation, but then had the attendees get up and interact and work on what they were learning. And the energy in the room was tremendous. I learned a lot myself. In fact, I was just laughing with them at our last event because every time I put my name tag on, I make sure I put it on right because that's how they taught me how to do it.
Right.
So it was really a great presentation. I would love to have them do it again. And I had people, I know they have been listening to the show, and they've been talking about how they mostly are, their clients are women. But I'll tell you, the most of the people who came up to me afterwards to talk about them were men. And I had two men ask if these ladies wrote a book, and if they did, could they get their hands on it?
That's because men probably have more excuses than women anyway, right? more to excuse, I should say. Right, Norm?
Yeah.
Probably. But that's great, Lisa. What were some of the takeaways? You know, I mean, you mentioned that everyone was energized and enjoyed the experience, but what were some of the key takeaways that the ladies delivered during the event?
I would say one of the things that I really learned was how to present yourself when you're talking to somebody else so that other people can join your conversation.
Mm.
So I noticed that I don't do that. So I've been, you know, in networking situations where you don't want to be closed off talking. I have a really great picture of the girls talking to each other, nose to nose, and they were saying that that's not the way to do it because that's not inviting to other people, and you want to network with a lot of people, and how you turn your body so that there's space there, and you're still talking to the person and being attentive to them, but you're also leaving it open for somebody else to approach you. And I would say that was one of the really big takeaways. And when I'm talking about the name tag, I've always put my name tag on the wrong side. And they showed people why you should have your name tag on the side that you do.
Well, we got to know. Norm, we better make sure we put our name tag.
Well, you know, I got to do it. I got to do it myself again because every time I put it on, I do it. You put it on the right side, right?
Oh, see, I do it wrong, too. I put it on the left side.
You got it, Lisa.
You put it on the right side, and they showed us that how when you reach across to where your eyes go, and it does go to that right side, the same side as your handshake is. So, you know, to make sure that you, the people can see your name and that they remember it.
Well, here's something that jumps out at me about all this. I mean, where did the knowledge, where did the information come from? Where did you guys pick up the knowledge to be able
present?
To tell people? Yeah, I mean, you're an expert now, right? You're an expert. You become an expert. Now, listen, you know, they're shrugging their shoulders a little bit when we said an expert. But indeed, listen, when you can have people at the Better Business Bureau, when you get this kind of reaction, when you get 600 people sign up for one of your events, you know, when you sign up 25 people to join your, what was it that you called it something? I forget what
it was. The Elite AP.
Elite AP. Okay. Listen, people are listening to you. You're an expert. Where does that, how did you equip yourself to be able to make a business?
Lots and lots of research. Years of networking, years of seeing what we like and don't like. And by the way, Lisa, we noticed the last time we were with you, you did open up and you were wearing your name tag on the right side. So great for you. But just lots of research and what we like and what we don't. Uh-huh. And incorporating that in the time frame that we have to speak and present and sharing and teaching and hopefully touching some people to say, oh, yeah.
So research gets you the knowledge, but you still have to promote yourselves, too. Do you mm-hmm. guys have, I mean, obviously you have a website.
Yes.
I'm sure you know the power. I mean, you've clearly demonstrated the power of social media, in particular Facebook. You've got a presence there. What other social media, what other tools are you using to convey to the audience that you guys are experts in this and people ought to listen to you and pay you?
Testimonials. We leverage testimonials.
Huge.
And those are on your website.
And like Lisa gave us a fabulous testimonial. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. And also referrals. I mean, I actually referred them to another group.
She
even
did.
Prior to them speaking at our group.
She did. And for her to take that chance on us before she even heard us and speak to another group was huge. And, you know, we did get additional jobs. And Lisa is great at referrals. She's a reporter. Mm-hmm. Jen, what did you call him last weekend?
She's a reporter and a connector, and those are the kind of people we like.
Exactly. Now, I'll tell you, this thing about expertise, it's a really important point. I want to make sure we get it across to the audience. You've built a business out of this. You're being paid for sharing your expertise. You went out, you did the research, you spent 30 years being in the direct marketing business. So you got this knowledge and this ability and these skills, both from your practical experience, your working experience, but also from doing your research. Then you have to convey it clearly to the audience to compel them to want to do business with you. And that, I want to really make it clear to anyone out there who's listening, if you're thinking about being a consultant, if you're thinking about sharing some wisdom, whether it's, you know, from home construction, do-it-yourself control, whatever it is, you know, and WJR has a lot of these kinds of shows on the air. Hey, startup business talk. You can position yourself to be an expert if you focus on getting the knowledge, promoting yourself properly, both through social media, website, et cetera, but then also using these testimonials and leveraging positive experiences then through word of mouth and other ways to continue to build the business. That's the way it's done. You guys are doing that. I hope everybody's catching that. Norm.
Actually, Lisa had a good idea. If you have a book, you are a natural expert.
That's a good point, Norm.
And you might think about that.
Yep.
And also, I know it could be a lot of work, but not really. And then also, Lisa, those two men, you could tell them they need more special one-on-one counseling from these ladies.
There you go,
Lisa.
Absolutely. Coaching.
Yep.
And actually, Norm, we have bannered about the book, and there is one in progress. There is one in progress.
It takes time to write a book. I mean, but it's good when it's done.
Yeah, I have to say one thing. One thing that's kind of neat is that because Melissa and I, our personalities are very different.
Very different.
But so this year when we went on a retreat for our business, we actually talked about, we still have obviously a lot of collaborative efforts, but we also talked about giving each other the grace of space and the freedom to pursue something on our own, something maybe I have a passion for that she may not feel passionate for, and vice versa. And I'm very proud to say that my business partner is the one who is actually playing around with that book.
There you go.
It's a good thing. Make your chapters first, then you fill it in.
and lose your excuses now and get it done.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm working on
right.
it. Let me tell you,
hey,
Jeff.
Now.
Right. All right. Well, good. Well, first I want to just call out Lisa. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experience and with the ladies. I really appreciate it. And we're going to come back and wrap it up. I want to focus more on the book, Norm. That's something you've done.
Yes.
I've certainly done that as an expert. Let's drill down a little further in how you do that, whether you self-publish, you go to a publisher. I really want to talk about that. Then let's also talk about approaching social media and your website as the way to get the message out there. So let's get some tips. Let's get ready to roll up the sleeves and go to work in this next segment and really empower people to become the next winner of the most slacker-friendly category at Homebase 100. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.
It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, we've been having a great time with a couple of ladies who are contest winners at Startup Nation and winners in life as well. Jennifer Rabo, Melissa Emanuel from LoseYourExcuseNow.com. Great show. Great stuff. You know, Norm, we tend to focus on and we tend to define business by financial success. I mean, that's just natural, right? That goes hand in hand with business, and it'd be appropriate to think of it that way most of the time. But there's, as we talked about earlier, there's lots of reasons to be in business, and these ladies are not only making some money, doing what they love, but they're also just having a great, great ride. I mean, a great experience. It's a great way to spend your life. You feel good about what you do. You enjoy each other. You've made new friends. You feel good about what you're doing, what you're giving people. It's incredible. That's ROI. You just mentioned, Jennifer, you just used the term ROI, and you said that's part of our ROI. I like that, return on investment. Part of the return to you guys is not just monetary return, but feeling good about what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Motivating, uplifting, and inspiring people. That was the whole driver behind LoseYourExcuseNow.com even existing.
Yep. And there's a big need for that kind of stuff out there. Big need. And I have a feeling you guys are just getting started. You're starting to leverage by putting these testimonials out there, by getting these great referrals through people who had good experience with you now to others, and you build on that. You know, you're able to list your clientele. You guys did a cruise recently, right, for the Avon ladies. I mean, you got that in your resume now. You're really rolling. You're really rolling. I love the idea of the book, Norm. You touched on the book. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, the other thing to talk about, though, too, Jennifer mentioned a couple of programs that they're doing. I think it's important to mention those?
Yeah, I would love to mention these because these are close to our heart. So I'm going to share the one that I have a little more of a fondness for, and I'll let Melissa share the other one. And one of the programs we offer in our live workshops is called Aspirations Assembled, and it's called Living Life Fully One Pin at a Time, and it's a bucket list building workshop. And in a nutshell, what it is when people come to this bucket list building workshop, a lot of times if you ask people what's on your bucket list, you get two or three things off the cuff. And typically they involve travel or daredevil things like jumping out of a plane. Mm-hmm. And when you attend our workshop, by the time you leave, no joke, you have 20, 25, 30, because our whole job in that hour and a half to 2 hours is to get you to think like there's no box. Forget outside the box. There's no box. Expand your thinking. We get people to, again, connectivity is everything with Melissa and I. That's what everything we do is about, is connecting human beings with each other. And table chat, and we facilitate things like that. And you leave literally hands-on project, a bucket filled with these pins around it. And as you accomplish your goals, dreams, and aspirations, you drop these pins, hence the dropping a pin. In fact, I'm going to drop a pin today because it's always been my dream to be on the radio at WJR and be in the studio. So I'm going to drop a pin later today.
That's really cool.
And I'll let Melissa share the BFF. Yeah.
BFF is Begin Finding Friends. Goes back to what I said at the beginning of the show. You know, we don't as adults go up to somebody and say, will you be my friend?
Right.
So how do you go about doing that? And it's a big mixer that we do, and we help facilitate new friendships that at the end of this hour and a half or 2 hours that people are able to say, you know what, Kelly, I kind of liked you, and let's meet for coffee. Mm-hmm. So it's friendship networking, basically.
Sure.
And the other one that I love is our No Excuse Networking, which is what Lisa had referred to. Mm-hmm. And that is where we just teach how business people to network. Yeah.
You know what comes shining through, and this really is important for your business, what comes shining through is the authenticity. You know, you guys really are, I mean, this is in your DNA. This isn't something where you said, let's make some extra money, let's start a business, and let's see, what can we do? What can we do? Let's do this. No, this is something that happens and occurs and comes out of you. It emanates from you guys naturally.
That's nice, Jeff, because I was just thinking to myself, the genesis of the BFF project was because we found each other. I was 45 years old, and I found the best friend I ever had in my entire life at 45 years old. I feel like a 16-year-old girl half the time when I'm with her. We're so silly. We can go from having the most deep, wonderful conversation to being like 5-year-olds in the blink of an eye. And because I found my best friend at 45, and I saw around me that my friends were lonely, and they were away from those mom friends now and things like that, that's why we started the BFF project.
And that authenticity leads to, and I know you're authentic because it's your nature, but it does lead to business. I mean, people buy into that. I mean, no one wants to be sold, you know, no one wants to, right? I mean, you're I'm drawn in because of who you guys are, naturally. Norm.
So if you're going to do a book, you have to have a title. So would the title be No Excuses Now? How to get around No Excuses Now?
Well, actually, I've done a little bit of playing with the book. Jen has pretty much said, if you want to do this, go for it. You take control. And then I hope that maybe she'll do the foreword. I haven't talked to her about this, but maybe she will. But I've actually thought about networking in today's connection economy. Okay? We're talking about connectivity and connecting. And it's kind of just networking for the now. And how do we do that? And how do we do it effectively to build the relationships?
I got a tip for you guys. I'll tell you the book, I think. I mean, that's interesting, very interesting. But I also think that there's an opportunity to write a book on the subject matter of, you know, how business success becomes the byproduct of doing something you love. You know, you guys love what you're doing. You're authentic, as we just said. And if you were to write a book on, we set out to do what we love. And in doing it, you know, obviously it's a business. And in doing it, you're now meeting with business success. There's a lot of people out there who would love to be able to create a business around what they really, truly love doing, the way they would want to spend their time, you know, what they'd want to share with people. To me, that's got some sizzle to it. What do you think, Norm?
Oh, there's a lot of messages they could have.
Of course.
You want to have something that's compelling for people to want to do it.
It's your idea, Jeff, definitely has sizzle because it's not all, you know, roses and champagne for us. We do clash.
Right, of course.
I mean, you're people. You have brothers or siblings and, you know, we all have family. And that's when you're working with your friend, with your best friend, with, you know, stuff like this, even though we won the most slacker friendly category, there are thousands of hours that we have put into our programs.
You guys are no slackers, that's for sure. And the whole slacker thing is, you know, fun, obviously.
We loved winning that category.
Of course, it's fun. It's who you are. Again, it is. It fits perfectly. You came by it naturally, but you guys work hard at what you do. There's no question about it. No one handed you this success.
They could also talk about finding best friends in life and in business.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good
one, that's
Norm.
Also very interesting.
And we do, because
I wonder if that title's taken.
We do,
because probably not. Best friends and friends. That's good.
Because we
like
talk
it.
About people like in the networking thing we did Thursday night with the real estate investors. We talked about taking your judgment glasses off and being open. And we give the example of the two of us being open to who's in this room. And again, it's not just about that person in front of you, but the 300 people they know, but it's not just about business, because one of the things we say is you never know who's in this room. You might find your next best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I did.
Right.
You don't know. And
that's
so,
part of that ROI, right?
That's right. There's a return on investment of the heart, too, not just ROI for the pocketbook and to make your life better.
What a feel-good story.
And
I mean, in today's world, you know, we don't hear that many stories. I mean, and you guys articulate it so well. You represent it so well. That's why that would be a great book for you guys.
Well, we're from Detroit, so representing is what we do.
That's right. You guys are great. And you guys even mentioned, you know, we talked about some of the marketing. Doing a book would be a great thing, I think, for you guys. You talked about the power of social media. You've got your website. You're putting your testimonials out there. What other things are you thinking about in order to scale this business further, grow it further? I mean, are there things in mind that you're tactics or things you're thinking about doing in order to attract more business to what you're doing?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, for us to join the Startup Nation, you know, top 100 home-based businesses was a great start for us. Mm-hmm. We're looking into other options, other avenues. I think right now we enjoy where we are, and it's not comfortable because we don't like being in our comfort zone that much. So we are looking at other avenues. The book is a great thing. You know, we were in a movie about networking here recently. Gosh, what else could we do? We're on
the
radio.
But here's the thing. and actually another point is emerging through this little dialogue here. You don't really have to think about growing your business, do you?
It happens.
I mean, you really don't. We always think that way because, again, that's our orientation. But the reality is, you can be happy with what you're doing and where you are and what you have.
Yeah, and one of the things Melissa's taught me, Melissa's been one of the best life teachers I've ever had. And one of the things that she's taught me is to live in the now and enjoy the now. And I have to say, like I said earlier to you, Jeff, is that we never thought we'd be sitting here 2 weeks ago. And we've dallied with...
Let alone 2 years ago.
Yeah, I told you, we dallied around with having a little blog radio show ourselves and stuff. So we have goals, dreams, and aspirations as well, no doubt about it.
Well, I love that. Norm, we need to make this a regular gig with these ladies.
Yeah.
Let's do that. At least once a year, let's check back in.
High energy. Sure.
High energy. Love it. Well, congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Congratulations. Really, really amazing story and great stuff and inspiring. I feel good. I feel a lot better going out of the studio than when I came in.
Well, we did our jobs.
And I do. And I, you know what? And I mean that. I mean that. It's really powerful stuff. Well, great. Thanks for being on the radio with us today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
And Norm, I'll be with you. It's going to be all you having to make me feel good next week, Norm.
All right. No pressure, Norm.
We'll
be back.
Numbers.
We'll be back next week on another great edition of Startup Nation Radio.